Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says Hispanic heritage is American heritage. And Tanya Haig, who's founder of Kids Too and Parents Against Child Sex Abuse, says her bicultural background is foundational.
If I had a little visual to draw for you, like the, you know, it's like held by two little hands called America. And like, it just kind of embraces both of them. And I can go in whichever direction I choose to, because that's the wonderful thing about being American.
Tanya was born in the U.S. and lived in Honduras until she was 8, when she moved to the suburbs.
I really have enjoyed getting to know both of my cultures. I didn't grow up with them at the same time. And so I also speak Italian.
She studied Italian for 10 years after she learned French. And then
when I turned 30, I inherited a home in Italy.
So she's had to navigate the Italian culture and language more deeply, which essentially makes her multicultural.
I really enjoy it. Some people sometimes can have like an identity crisis.
She says while some people feel alone having different cultural identities, she's never felt that way.
In fact, I've found more commonalities with other individuals throughout my life who share interesting combinations.
She has advice for people who are struggling.
To anyone who might feel alone in their bicultural world, or, you know, however, you know, one may identify himself or herself with culture, is to find your people, or to, you know, like basically that they're not alone, really. There are a lot of others who are, you know, sharing the same kind of background or experiences.
And she says her quest for Hispanic Heritage Month is to bring awareness to the power of young people.
There's not a lot of conversation about Latino youth in our city, even though it's, you know, the largest growing population within Chicago. It's the largest population within the Chicago public school systems. So my goal in talking to you today is to make sure that, you know, we're keeping Latino youth top of mind and addressing their needs and concerns.
Margaret Larkin, WGN News.